Frank Bruno here. Harry, you're listening to the Dunna Say That War podcast.
Dunna Say That What? Howbeit, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 4 of the Dunna Say That War podcast. This week sponsored by Doing Your Own Research. You know, go and have a look for yourself. You know, do your own research. Fucking hell, it's been all go this week. Joining me as always, currently disgraced former producer Dan Biles, who's on volume 12 of 10, producer Nick, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
What up, y'all?
Hi. I've got a slate through, all right.
Do you do your own research, Dan?
I do, I've done... I went to Rob's and had a look around last night to set him up. That was enough research for me. For
There's
this
been a lot of research.
Did you research the road past my house when you went? Well, you wouldn't have done going that way, but have you seen the road by my house?
The road by your house is great. It wound Dave up this week, so I'm all for it.
It's wound me up as well, mate. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's chipped me windscreen as well. Some twat was chipped, like, some of the stones out the middle of the road up into it.
Doesn't take much to chip your windscreen.
But somebody was saying, "Oh, you can't." It doesn't. It's just added to the effect now. It's like a stained glass for the modern age, but just with chips.
Chips.
But yeah, there's tons of people online saying, "Oh yeah, this road system. Yeah, do your own research. They want us all off the roads by 2030." I'm like, fucking hell. Here we go.
Specifically on the rock.
I've got my tin hat.
Fucking donuts.
I know this isn't great for the listeners, but can I just say how cool as fuck Nick looks, just like with a bit of wisp of smoke just coming onto his screen.
Nick the Dragon.
Proper G.
Actually, it is for the listeners and the viewers this week, because this is going to go on Spotify as video. So.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Who's got the best background?
Sounds like a good night.
I like Kev's background. It's very on brand with him being an Oilers fan.
Yeah.
Rob's got his Coventry City.
I like Rob's board collection.
Nameplate and skateboards. As I said in the...
In the Black Flag bars.
Yeah, nice. As I said in the pre-show, I look like Dapper Laughs giving his apology. And
people are now going to be wondering when the pre-show drops.
Nick's just a set of eyes.
You look a bit like Zach Galifianakis as well.
between one and
next to one and tree.
It's a...
And you're a fat piece
it's
of shit.
Peace lily, actually. I'll just move my camera to make so you can appreciate my peace lily a bit more.
What would your show be called? Would it be something like Sat Next to a Peace Lily at 65 Upper Road, Madeley?
What the fuck's going on?
The drops are back.
I can use them to get out of sticky situations.
I prefer a wet wipe.
Especially on a golf course.
Oh yeah, no sticky about that.
More on that later.
Right, plenty of news by the looks of things. Oh, not that much actually.
Obviously.
So, right, here we go. It's a strong start. Before hanging around HMP Wakefield, Harold Shipman admitted he was losing his patience.
Big Lassie is actually named Sharon Barron, and she has a glandular issue, claim of friends.
In an attempt to make up for poor sales, the Diggler Confectionery Company is branching out and making a line of chastity belts that call them Everlasting Knob Stoppers.
Genuine story. He was looking at chastity devices earlier on eBay.
More on that later, hopefully.
Well, you won't be able to in the new one. It's a bit too public.
I thought we had a sponsorship agreement.
Where is it?
We weren't allowed to talk like this anymore.
No, that's when we're back in the studio. Until then, free all for right. all. Right. Noted South African Walter Wall, fuck's sake, has finally spoken out to correct his name. I'm actually Walter Rawl, but Jonathan Ross introduced me to Chris Packham at a party, and the misinformation spread from there. He told Bear and Bugle periodical. Bulge, Bear and Bulge.
That's not what it says, Dan.
Bear and Bugle's a publication.
A better name.
Bear and Bugle's brilliant. Yeah,
that's coming. That'll be in future Sly News, no doubt.
Chris Packham, otter botherer and keen cyclist, has admitted to riding on just his back wheel when carrying a child in adverse weather conditions. What can I say? I really like wheelies, especially in the way with the wane in the wane. He told reporters.
When interviewed by Hairy Beaver Quarterly, serial shagger Pierce Mycock was questioned about his penchant for hard of sight sex workers. Mr. Mycock was quoted as saying, "Blind prostitutes, you've got to hand it to them."
Little Mark surprised his biology class this week by claiming his favourite animal is Batista.
Critics of Turkey president have spoken about his poor response to the recent earthquakes. In response, he said, "Gobble, gobble, gobble."
Spiritual leaders confirm that atheism is a non-profit organisation.
Breaking news. King Charles is isolating with COVID-19. Meanwhile, Prince Andrew is isolating with Sophie, 14.
That's more on that later.
Thai drug dealer had plastic surgery to look like Korean man, police say.
More on that later. Scientist S. Birch claimed that an acorn is a tree. When questioned if he truly believes an acorn is a tree, he replied, in a nutshell, yes.
Elon Musk has revealed exclusively to Air and Hounds magazine that he has invented a thought-controlled air freshener. It makes sense if you think about it, he said.
Man working at the Nescafe factory fell into a vat of coffee and died. Police said it was instant.
Man who accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink is now in hospital waiting to be seen.
Pro-Brexit man who wears orthopaedic shoes was shocked to learn that being out of the EU affects how many tomorrows you can buy. Was that meant to be tomatoes? He said that he now stands corrected. Good joke still.
And here we go. We should have this as a sponsored news section, the Wikipedia article of the week.
They could pay us £5 to keep us in publication.
Dave Benson Phillips, born 3rd of February 1965, is a British entertainer, comic, children's television presenter and wrestler. He learns something new every day. Best known for his work presenting Playhouse Disney and the Fun Song Factory. He also presented the popular CBBC game show Get Your Own Back, which he now tours around with the UK. With in the UK. More on that. Never.
Class. The owner of a well-known Shropshire-based landscaping company has been sectioned. He was found in a customer's garden naked and covered in creosote. When interviewed by police, he explained to them, "I just wanted to treat myself."
Pat Butcher.
No PPE.
No PPE. Pat Butcher eBay drawing wins first prize at the SAG Awards. Very good.
Very good.
Dave Benson Phillips wrestling. We know someone that's wrestled with Dave Benson Phillips.
We do.
Was it Damo?
Bud Light.
No. Damien Dunn.
I'll have a look. It was. Was it for Tidal? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd been. Bentlands.
In Sussex.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What would his name be?
Who, Dave Benson Phillips?
The Gunja. Yeah, what would he wrestle? What sort of gimmick would he wrestle in? The Gunja. I'd also double up as his porn name as well.
I did. Get your own back.
Oh, Riptide, sorry.
Still coastal, innit?
Yeah, with he did a stunner on Chief Deputy Dunn.
There we go.
What would he have in his... we obviously did the Drew McIntyre wrestling set a while back, didn't we? What would he have in his wrestling set? You'd have the Get Your Own Backbreaker, wouldn't you? Definitely.
Oh, very good. We're not going to top that.
There's got to be some 50-50.
If we think
related.
Of any throughout the day.
Yeah.
That was a last on that, wasn't it? 50-50. Was he on it as
he
well?
He was on it. I'm sure he was. Conferring!
I just remember there was a big buzzer if you conferred.
Yeah.
That was good, that was. Underrated.
That was a good show.
Underrated.
Ooh!
Talking of underrated.
It's been a while, our listeners are demanding them.
Rotation between underrated and overrated and shitheads. We'll move on to shitheads.
Reaches a new low.
Shithead. Shithead. Shithead.
You're a real piece of shit.
So, as we were setting up tonight, Dan asked me to compile a list of 10 shitheads, so I've gone full Dave and done 11. We were owed one, weren't we?
Yeah, this is it. So, level the balance, that's it.
So, I'll run down them and see if you can figure out the trend as we go. So the first one we've got is Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire fame. Go for it. Yes. Got it in one. In one.
Fuck, Seinfeld's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that. Nonce, shithead. I think we might be a bit cut and dry.
We've cracked it. We've finally cracked it. Jerry the King Lawler.
Remove the art from the artist. I like Lawler.
What are you... are you claiming he's noncing his art?
No. No, his wrestling... his wrestling contributions... He's got what's coming to him, though, hasn't he? He's had a massive stroke recently. And he did with that girl.
That's been the problem all the way. That's been the problem all the way along, though.
So yeah, presumably Nick's hit the nail on the head, and Jerry the King Lawler's a shithead. He's the wrestling colour commentator.
Out.
Not coloured, Nick. Nick voted for Brexit for that reason. Get him out. Don't want any of that colour commentary around here.
Oh, he's on fire.
And he won't set the smoke alarm off because he took the battery out.
His house isn't up to code. Sorry, I just got distracted because in the top corner, I don't know if it's showing on anybody else's screen, but Kev says actual recording is higher quality.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if it means the audio quality or the material's much better.
Yeah, they're just replacing us with better presenters.
AI, they've got AI in just to like...
That's what we'll have to do one week, just put out an AI podcast.
Yes. And if it gets more listeners, we can retire...
The week when the baby arrives, that can be, so potentially next week's podcast might be an AI podcast.
Like it. What would we program it to say? Do some Jew jokes. Some racist stuff.
News underrated. Jew
puns.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Underrated Jew jokes.
Bentlands, Shropshire Ground Control, done.
And we can still put pictures in and it can describe the pictures.
Oh, that'd be like the alternative description for the blind on websites.
like blinds 24/7. I'm told blind websites.
Sure. Click on it.
As you say, is this a?
I've gone early.
Saving for the plug hole, man.
Do you like jizz in your eyes? Then you're like blind 24/7. Click on it.
This is why I do them, because that lacked any subtlety. back to shitheads, boys. Elvis. I don't think we've talked about him before.
We put him in before as a shithead.
And all for the same reason as well.
Yeah, fucking groomed a lad.
Because Priscilla was 14. And that's why the Prince Andrew, specifically with the Sophie 14, linked in nicely with shitheads. 100% shithead. Woody Allen.
You got his glasses on, haven't you?
I'm a neurotic nerd who likes to have sex with little girls.
Clip that.
That's next week's new drop. That's going to be the intro on the year I get told of this.
You on the Professor Pepe there, Dan?
No. I'm on...
Dr. Bob.
American style root beer.
Root beer.
It is sugar free, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Elvis has got to go in, Annie.
Yeah. Shithead.
He likes hamburgers.
Right, I'm Woody Allen now.
So I can only get behind 50%. Oh, yeah, and him as well.
And him.
Sorry, mid.
Steven Tyler. Well, it came out a little bit ago, and then it's all come back to attention this past week.
This hasn't been on my radar. I can guess.
So, when he was 27, he had a 16-year-old that he coerced the mother into signing over guardianship to him so he could take her on tour where it was interstates, where it wasn't illegal to have sex with her.
Yeah, premeditated, that is, isn't it? He's put like a plan in place to do it. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Just your general nonsense. That's worse than spontaneous nonsense, that is.
But, I mean, history obviously...
Right, heat of the moment.
History could have a dim view on it, but did he break any laws?
In some states that he took her across into, yeah.
Right. So he couldn't be her guardian in those.
But
states.
he was able to. No, because he was her guardian, he then
shouldn't have been shagging.
Got around the basically sex trafficked her.
Right.
He was actually crowned mayor of Ohio when he got there.
Yeah, until they found out she wasn't related to him.
And they've chased out of town with a pitchfork.
It's okay to shag a 16-year-old if she's your blood relative.
As long as it's blood. controversial one here, and Michael Jackson.
Shit. Oh, we put him in before as well. This is what happens, Kev, when you don't prep your bit.
Are you accusing me of laziness?
I like it having 11 shitheads and shitheads. It just like keeps it tidy.
11 shitheads and shitheads and 6 shitheads that we've put in as shitheads before. I don't think any of the next ones have been inserted before.
I swear it shouldn't have been inserted. Jerry Seinfeld.
I didn't know about this one.
So he was in his 50s and started a relationship with a 17-year-old.
Funny guy, though, isn't
so, he? Albeit...
Funny
what's
guy,
that?
Though.
Funny guy. He likes being...
Yeah, I mean, we've set a precedent.
It's just creepy as fuck, isn't it? Whether you're breaking any laws or not, there's...
Money talks, doesn't it?
Something if you could have graduated school twice.
This is the thing... Did she get with him because he's fucking stinking rich, or because he's funny? Because like, you can make a girl.
He's only stinking rich because he's funny.
This is true, but you can make a girl laugh her way to bed. Apparently, if you're as endowed as I am, yeah.
He's only stinking rich because he doesn't launder his money.
A heroic swig it. There to bask in that joke,
Kevin. And I fucked it by choking.
Shithead then. Sorry, Jerry. Weird behaviour.
R. Kelly.
Shithead. Pisshead.
Although it's always good to remember Dan bought four copies of the Smooth Jazz remix of Sex in the Kitchen.
Dan Vaughan, might I add. I know how to use technology.
Yes, that's it. It was a good tune, though, to be fair. I listened to that.
Fucking mellow. It's all the better because he had nothing to do with it. Pissed off.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Pissed on them kids,
some other guy will get royalties. He won't go towards Werther's. Yeah, he did piss on kids.
Don Johnson.
John Donson.
The Rock.
George Bonson.
Sorry, Nick, what were you going to ask? No, that's Don King. Wan's brother.
Is it Shrek sidekick in the movies?
Was he Miami Vice?
Yeah.
I recognise the name, but I didn't know.
Oversized. I couldn't have told you he oversized is. Blazer, rolled up sleeves.
Yeah, sleeve rolls up.
Unlike his accuser, I couldn't have picked him out in a lineup.
Again, 14-year-old.
Yeah, shithead. So you didn't put any prep into this, but you know a lot of people that have tried shagging 14-year-olds.
I went. I started with who the bonus one was, and then immediately I went, "Oh, I'm going to take different tact," and I just googled celebrities who've nonced, okay. and that brought up a list. Bill Wyman.
That's what
Rolling Stones.
That's what they were asking him. Bill, why, man?
Why, man?
Why have you been shagging a 16-year-old?
That's what I say every time Seven Trent sent me a leather.
Were they sending you leather?
It was my Chris Eubank impression. They send me a leather. But before I put them down.
Very sad.
Very sad.
We need to get him on again. It'll have to be a wait when we're not putting
Once Neil or No Neil finishes, we'll have to do like fucking like shit phone jacker basically. And just right today, you've just got to be like, and we'll do like a bingo machine. Oh, you've got to be like fucking Michael Barrymore, and you've just got to phone like Oaken Gates Leisure Centre and Book a Lane.
Ask
or something.
Him if the pool's open.
And the.
What?
Fantastic. What did he do? I can assume.
A 14-year-old.
Yeah, shithead.
It's not the same one, is it? Going around collecting like court cases. Raw.
Well, there was a common girl across a few, so we could have thrown in here David Bowie. Deflowered a 15-year-old. And then she was also in a relationship then with Jimmy Page. Oh. Yeah, famous groupie.
God.
I think Bill Wyman did marry the one that he was. Yeah. And there was a couple on here where they were like, they met when she was X amount age and then they started dating at X age. And I'm like, that's
convenient.
In many ways, that's cowardly.
Fucking hell. In that, Nick's Roman numeral joke got missed, which is actually very good. She was 10.
Yeah, so what do we think on Wyman? Shithead? Yeah.
Put him in. And he played guitar for him. Well, he was strumming something.
And then our bonus one, which was the one I started with, and then I thought, he's a wrong, and I'll go with some other wrong-uns. Andrew Tate.
Top guy. Top G.
Do you think he's guilty, or do you think this is like some sort of like...
A Matrix.
The Matrix. Thing, yeah. Because he says like it's like... He said he would go down, but then if you had done something wrong, you'd say that anyway, wouldn't you, to cover yourself when you did go down?
Yeah. It's the same approach that like Tommy Robinson and that take. It's like, I have done wrong, but they're trying to silence me. And I'm going to tell people that I've not done wrong, so then they get outraged by it. He's a fucking goggle-eyed freak with no chin.
He does look a bit like a peanut.
There's like videos of him saying how he like was pimping out women on like campsites, weren't there? So I think he's like, there stands a chance he's guilty of sex trafficking. That's what he's being detained for, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what it's charges for, yeah.
As an expert in the industry, Dan, how would you deal with sex trafficking? Would you like have to put some sort of contraflow system in place?
A stop sign, I think.
And some lights, maybe a pelican crossing. Just a stop sign. Yeah. Excellent.
No entry.
One of those is the most effective way of stopping it.
16 with like a red circle with a cross through it.
Yeah. Like the speed limit sign just with 18. That's fine. But that's like the minimum speed. In fact, that's a blue sign with a white writing to minimum speed. So you could just put 18.
Alright, nerd.
Oh, it's alright. Kev gets to come on here every week talking about newspapers, but...
Oh, I might be getting a new job soon working for a soft drinks company, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, there. Really?
Oh, exciting.
So...
Yeah. That's it.
What significant change.
Thing is, Kev.
Part of the, if you can't be part of the solution, be part of the problem. That's my motto.
He's going to milk the mangoes.
That's my job title.
Mango milker. Oh, I am making you a business card.
Like the ones you used to get at the services where you could just put anything. Where like Phil, sex offender, standing around to people with his number on.
Lingerie model. They're still knocking about somewhere. Kev Ward, Mango Milker. Brilliant. So that's 11 shitheads. Go on, Nick.
It wouldn't have broken. He wouldn't have had chips and cracks in it like he has since.
Yeah, definitely a worse solution than the can of rain I had. Lassie just smeared everywhere. It's foggy today, lads. What's going on?
It'd be like you were decorating and you took your curtains down.
Like an empty shop, innit?
These were all workshop titles for Katie Price's new program, weren't they? Empty shop.
What, empty,
empty shop? Front.
Ripped out fireplace. Secondhand windsock. Punching smoke with Katie Price. A dying man's handshake with Katie
Nick,
Price.
Nick, try and punch some smoke.
Hundreds of them. Punched lasagna.
What is that noise? Who's
whoever was doing it was stopped it, Dan. Like the teacher that was. Her. Who's doing that?
Fuck Kevin Vaughan.
Nick, try and punch some smoke. Nice. Very effective for those that watch it, that are watching on Spotify. Well, no, I know we can't put this on fucking Spotify, can we? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we still can. No, 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 because there's nothing wrong with that. It's the dildo's going down into the sea. Like one of them fake knives.
Man, we can't.
We can. Trigger of the week.
It's going to take all your editing skills, Dan, this is.
Yeah. No, I'll just put the audio out. Sorry to all those that wanted to watch.
Just put
it.
The video up.
Kev spoiled it for everyone.
Put the video up, you coward. You're such a fucking wuss.
Triggers, slate.
Triggers, boys. Any rates this week?
Yeah, I'll rate that.
It's a banger. Click on it.
Are we going to put it up on the on the socials?
We can do.
Agreed. Motion carried. I don't have any rates this week.
I'm going to rate riverside.fm. Our new podcast home for the next few weeks. Well, at least a month because I paid for it. So
we're broadcasting in FM.
Off the server.
Super easy. I just had to put my name on. Yeah. That was as far as I had to go.
I mean, Kev's got away with this.
Not to be confused with a Middlesbrough fans radio station either.
We could market ourselves as both. We get like another 3 listeners, maybe.
But they'll be all on here saying they're not talking enough about chicken palms, man.
Fucking Doyles.
I have seen 2 Northeast teams this week.
Oh, yeah.
So I could. I could just do 1 episode on them.
Mr. Saturday, both Sunday this 2-0. Week.
Yeah, it's funny how it goes, isn't it? You get nothing for ages and then...
Like buses.
A couple of games.
You got any rates?
I'm rating shirking.
Shirking.
Yep.
Nice.
Click on it. And I'm slating working. And it's as simple as that.
I'm slating Nick's lack of technology. Oh, for fuck's sake. I tell you what. Was it your turn to do anything this week? Oh, we'll see you next week when it happens. Oh, little mason ring.
We'll just rattle through this, Nick, and when you go flat, we go flat. You're on until you die. Are
you slating anything, Nick? We just saw that on Kev's screen. Child's bike inside. What? In what way, Nick? Yeah, but...
No, but...
Is it... You got an issue with adults riding BMXs? Careful what you fucking say here, mate.
No? I get what you mean, though. It's, yeah, where they've got like...
Men riding women's bikes.
Fucking tiny little bikes still with stabilisers. It just looks frankly ridiculous.
Yeah, mate.
It's the fact that their dad's still holding the saddle when they're out.
Men riding women's bikes.
Not your dad, though, Nick. Sorry.
Any more slates?
I'm going to slate Lucien off the fucking Google advert for the Pixel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen... fuck me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, this definitely is not being shown now. He says... You've got Google Maps and Google Chrome. Why not have them all in one place? But I've got an iPhone and I've got both Google Maps and Google Chrome on, and they are in one place. So he's a fucking poncy named Tory cunt.
Did that say Lucian. Did that say insertable device?
Oh, it was just a video about...
We saw an insertable device on that bicycle.
Yeah. Unacceptable devices 5, that was.
Oh,
tragically, yes.
Best thing about this, Nick's no longer recording.
He's not recording. I just spotted that.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Nick, you fucked this right up.
Producer bullshit.
Right, well, we'll have to carry on without him. Oh. Right.
Let's get on with it.
Anyone? Any more Rachel Slates? How do I ban this next week?
Putting your dick in a toaster that's on. Slate that. Like this guy slates it.
Takes me. Oh, show us your plug hole.
Can really hear the layers in the plug hole to this week. I don't know whether it's something to do with my sound settings, but I could really hear that plug.
Headphones, mate. They are your friend.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Lovely quality.
Unplugging producer Nick and his professional setup. So if you ever want anything producing, the best thing is he's talking here, but he's not recording. He's fucked.
No longer recording, Nick.
So he's going to chime in, and we're going to have to just keep talking over him to fill dead air. He's the producer.
You can stick it up there if you want, mate. So that's fine.
Fucking yeah. If you want anything producing, get. Probably don't bother sending an email to
find someone else.
8990.co.uk. Fuck's sake.
So you're plugging other studios.
Yeah, get in touch with Ryan at RML. He's 1,000 times the producer Nick is. He's got a degree and everything. Went to the same school as Nick, though. Just when it was better.
Before it was remedial studies.
He can't even retaliate.
He signed up for media studies but ended up with an RE and an L at the end.
I bet Nick did RE.
Dan, can you get your screen share up?
What do you want?
I want you to type in this website.
No.
It's perfectly legit. This is big news, and I'm encouraging all of our listeners to go to this. So if you go to www. Oh, come on. Producer Nick would have struggled.
Just padding.
Right, what do you want?
So go www.justgiving.com. / crowdfunding. / /donor-say-that-what.
Oh my god.
Oh describe to us what we're looking at, boys.
Did you pick the picture as well, Rob?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a stock image on Just Giving. It's a disabled basketball player. I thought I'll have a bit of that. If you have a look at the causes that I've signed it up for as well.
Where's that?
Dave will love that. So beneath the we're raising £12.
This bit here.
So right at the top. Yeah. So we're raising £12 to register Diggler's Bargain Blowers Limited.
LGBT, what does it say beneath that? Fuck's sake.
Dan, read the description. Read our story.
So, the Dunna Say That What podcast is looking to register our old mate Dave's old business for our own nefarious means. Fuck me. Oh, my God. It's just as though you're getting a new job, Kev. Fucking hell. Hashtag comedy. Hashtag 8990. Why do we have to be associated with this? Hashtag banter. Hashtag Dave will hate this. Hashtag...
Fuck everyone!
Just out of curiosity, how many people are raising money with that hashtag? Is it just us or is there others? I just kind of want to do some research.
The best thing about all those hashtags is hashtags don't work on a crowd whatever fucking site.
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny, isn't it? So please, our listeners, go to that website. And help us raise the money.
What I realised,
there'll be a tier system, and we'll make you legally responsible for the business, whoever our highest donor is.
I just shared my screen, which on the tabs, the save tabs at the top, had all of my illegal stream links. So
definitely. It's like when JBL. Was looking up that strong, muscular strong woman porn.
He likes them tough.
Any other plugs, boys?
Just this traffic cone.
Fuck's sake. It's so hard editing this shit remote and you're making it even harder and Nick doesn't get any of the pain. I'm finishing it now. I'm going...
No. Got some plugs. Yeah, I'm going to plug...
Didn't I say that? What?
plug spoiler alert, William Baskerville. It is coming, I swear. He's promised he's going to watch Bareback Mountain, but I don't think that's a good place to start. Have any of you boys been to Prague?
No,
I haven't.
Oh, for fuck's
Well, I've recently discovered a way that you can visit without needing to go by visiting checkvr.com.
Click on it. Well, we don't need to click on it. We can show it, can't we?
I can't wait till we're back in a fucking studio and this is Nick's problem again.
The share function's never been so popular, has it, tonight?
I need to find out how we disable this. You can't be trusted.
Oculus Quest 2's coming out soon, everyone.
That is in 8K. Decent. Neil on O'Neill time. So the knob have again ruled that no game week takes place as we're recording remotely. So just to give everybody a reminder on the league table, because I know we've got a forgetful bunch. So I want to keep it fresh in everyone's minds. So Nick currently top of the table with no played and no points. Myself, no played and no points in second. Dan third with one played and 1 point, but that is being reviewed by the Scroobius Goals Committee. And Kev, bottom of the table with one played and no points from a fail to speak or get a spelling from Neil at Shropshire Ground Control. So we will be coming back. We're just on a mid-season break. And it's the World Cup, so a lot of players are off on duty.
Touching
there.
Touching elsewhere. Oh, this plug's being slow.
Ah, fucking useless.
Come on, drop.
Normally, if you say and, it works. And, no.
That's only to annoy Nick, and as he's offline. But still, he's still looking at us, disconcertingly close.
Right. Fuck it, I've given up. Any other shit?
Other shite this then, boys. I banged in the first one. This is a children's... Oh, my Trello's running really slowly. Children's Christ Films. Film called Christ for Arms. They made fun of him for his arms. They threw beans on him. Featuring three new EDM songs.
Amazing. Mine's the next one, which is a Bengal City takeaway menu. Bengal City, 65 Great Titchfield Street, London, W1P7FL. Telephone 020-7636-5618. 10% disco cunt for orders over £10.
Spoilers for a later one, because I also had that appear on my socials and I've added that into here as well.
Of course you have. Yeah. I think this was me as well. So this is a piece of IKEA furniture called Till Slag, and Grant on Twitter at Burnbook.
Change it.
I think the proper term...
Mean Girls reference, change it.
Okay. So it was Till Slag. I think the proper term is cashier. I'm glad Nick's not recording because I can now hear my own voice back through his...
Yay. I threw this one in. Thai drug dealer had plastic surgery to look like Korean man, police say. Which was a story that was on the BBC website earlier
also
today.
Also in our news.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was what I saw. I was like, that seems like a joke headline.
Those pictures as well, amazingly, were taken 530-odd years in the future by looking at the ident on them as well.
That's the only time that facial transplants really work. Because at the moment, it's only possible if you want to look like either John Travolta or Nick Cage. I think this may have been me.
Fesshole.
I once edited the Wikipedia page for the band Biffy Clyro to say that they used to be called Cuntzoid Spam Cocky. This fact appeared on their fan sites, several reviews in various music blogs, and even a review in Vice. My proudest moment, and I'm married with kids.
Up next, we take a visit to Beaconsfield Service Station, the best service station in England.
Next week's sponsor.
Home of Tapori Curry Bar. We told them how much of celebrities they are in the Midlands. Hopefully, we're going to try and get a Midlands franchise up here at some point.
Is that what your new job is?
And famously, it could be. I'm not allowed to say. NDA has been signed.
A non-disclosure.
Very good. What is going on in Nick's life? No one can hear him.
I'm getting motion sickness.
No one can hear him. All they can see is the fucking top of his thinning hair. And that light ain't helping you.
It's helping us. There's less glare.
So we had a couple of lovely ladies working at the Tapori Bar last time, weren't they? Sort of like they must have been there a few years and, you know, doing a good job for Tapori as a brand. But there's a couple of young gents there this time when we went. One of them had signed in the till and his name was P. Shagger. So I don't know if that's a boast or his real name, but fair play to him signing in the till. And they had no change.
No change
so,
there.
So it just shows you the way the world's going.
Hey! Oh. I banged this one in. This chuckled me. So in Spider-Man 2002, despite popular thinking, Peter Parker is not Spider-Man because his head is too fucking big. And then they've... composite of Spider-Man's, where his eyes are in relation to Tobey Maguire's eyes, and then skewed his face to That's make incredible. Him look like he'd fit in the hat.
It's fucking sexy tree.
This was me as well. This is a tree fucking another tree.
I saw this one. I nearly put this in myself.
This was me also. This is in a living supplement in one of the Sunday papers, I think. And it's some lovely bit of totty coming out the water. And they've decided that the best way of doing suit yourself is to have it reflecting in the water so it looks like it says shit yourself. It's an editorial sea nightmare. Biscuit. Speaking of sea biscuits. I was in London this past weekend and went in an Asian supermarket and discovered the snack Crackamong.
What flavour are they? I like that they're conch shaped.
Yeah. I don't know what flavour they are. Asian flavours are sometimes frightening to wonder what they might be. I did look it up, and in Korea, mong means dream.
Crack a dream.
So when you're monged out, it could just be daydreaming.
The second one, seaweed flavour.
There we go.
In French, maybe. Saveur d'algue, which is decidedly less...
delicious sounding. Also, on the seaweed flavour, it does look more like a cracker mong because the tongue's too big for the mouth. Andrew Tate on Twitter, at Cobra Tate.
Change it. Delete it. Fuck off.
He won't need to because he'll be banned once he won't be able to tweet once he's locked up permanently. I was awoken last night by an icy chill and identified a ghost in my prison cell. He was terrified and begged me not to annihilate him. I sent him back to hell with a message for the demons. I am always ready.
Weird cunt, man.
It's like a Ryan Giggs poem, isn't it?
Next up, takeaway menu, Bengal City. Disco cunt is very, very funny.
I fucking howled when I saw it. Disco cunt is such a great, great word.
That's the title of this episode, isn't it? Next, I popped in Andy Twinkle Pants at _ Twinkle Pants on Twitter.
Yeah, you can keep that. If that's his surname, you can keep it.
Yeah.
He's calling for decriminalisation of onion relish because he's holding a sandwich which is roast beef and criminalised onion relish.
It feels like I'm making the labels for some of these companies with these typos.
You say it's spoken word though. Some relishes should be criminalised, to be fair.
Go on.
Just some things don't need a relish on them. I can't think of a
gentleman.
Oh, no.
Gentleman's relish is delicious.
I'm a big fan of an anchovy. Rob's a big fan of semen.
Hi-oh!
Apart from when he got lobbed by Naeem from the halfway line in the Cup Winners' Cup. Let himself down that day.
Last one. I reckon it was Kev's doing.
Who were this?
Nick's.
Was this Nick's doing? So Nick has put a picture of a black man being lynched with Ruffle.
Oh my God. He hasn't. He's put a picture of the Isle of Man with Sam Smith looking over, and Man has been crossed out and replaced with Them. So it's the Isle of Them. Which I should have also put Steve McThem of Them in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
I really enjoyed that.
And the Demic Street Preachers. Yeah, that's been some good value out of that this week.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to go and edit this now to get rid of all the references to things being inserted into other things. Except the wooden... one can stay.
Should be all sorted by Friday for an upload, I reckon. With the amount of...
This is going in the vault.
Along with the 4-hour pissed cast that took place.
Never saw the light of day, yeah.
We'll release that as the last ever episode. And then just sail off into the sunset.
And bring the other lads down with us, that's it.
Stay tuned for that, you might be mentioned. If you've ever played football with us, you probably are.
Fuck yeah, we did, didn't we?
We went hard on a few people.
Yeah, I remember drinking one of them whole, like, the mini kegs down at Jack's old office while trying to maintain coherence for a podcast.
You were in charge.
Yeah. Well, ultimately it became Kev was left in charge as the sober adult amongst us, and he had no intention of reining us in.
Just let him watch. Just watch like a fireworks display. Just sat there and watch him go off.
Right then. Maybe the same time next week, unless the AI take over. In which case...
It's the robot uprising.
Bye. I don't reckon the drop's going to play. Because it's got a big fucking spinning wheel on it. So Rob, do your worst.
George Bush hates black people.
Oh my god. Just going to quote Kanye for the outro. Okay.
I may have misquote as well, but the sentiment's the same.
But he got on well with Trump, didn't he?
Yeah, it's peculiar, isn't it? Should we do a Kanye special?
By that, we just
play the interview with Zane Lowe.
Oh, my word. Yeah, let's do it.
Don't see that, what?
Yeah, fuck off.
Sling your hooks. Sling your dicks.